The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the cost of childcare. Now, this is going to be bad news to lots of people because we had that EU survey earlier in the week. 9 out of 10 people now worried about the daily cost of living. Over 300,000 people are in arrears on their mortgage, but those 300,000 plus on their heating and electricity bills. And if you have young kids, one of the things that may be providing you some relief is that childcare costs, if your kids are in Montessori or creche or nursery, are artificially suppressed through the government's core funding scheme. Well, apparently, more and more providers are starting to pull out of that scheme because their input costs are going up. And if you're in that scheme, you're not allowed to increase your fees. So it is gobbling away at their profit margin, so much so some of them are tipping into lost territory. Rebecca Fleury is with me. She's a childcare provider in Donegal. Rebecca, you're welcome to the show. I understand you're going to be pulling out of the scheme. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Why is that?
Well, our issue is specifically to school-age services. The funding disparity between earlier services and school-age services with core funding is quite large. For example, in school-age services, we do not get a graduate uplift for services that are graduate-led, the reason being that there's no minimum qualification requirement for school-age. However, you know, four of our six services are graduate-led, so we're having to pay employment regulation order rates without this additional funding to support that.
So ultimately, you're no longer able to make money then?
Well, we've absorbed whatever increases have come over the last couple of years as best we can. But, you know, there's a new employment regulation order coming out in September. And when I looked at the figures, you know, we were just went into crisis mode. There's no increased funding for school age services for the next year. So this stagnation is putting a lot of pressure on us. So we had to make the very difficult decision to just withdraw from that funding and put a 20% fee hike on all of our service fees.
And I understand as part of the core funding scheme, you are entitled to apply for an increase in fees. You can ask, is it okay for us to up our fees? Did you do that?
No, I've seen that option became available last year, and I watched very closely amongst the childcare community other providers that had applied for that fee increase. And it seems to be quite lengthy and tedious, and it lacks a lot of transparency. For example, the community creche, like 2 minutes away from my service, did not receive any approval for fee increase, whereas a community creche 5 kilometres away did. And there's no one can make head nor tail of why that is. And to be quite honest, I felt like I'm just going to take matters into my own hands here. I don't feel like going through this whole process only to be rejected and all the while struggling financially.
And so how have the parents responded in the community to the news that you're going to have to hike fees?
Most parents are very understanding. I've got quite a lot of messages of support. They understand the cost of everything is going up. Even just before you started there, you said, you know, 9 in 10 people are worried about, you know, the cost of living. I mean, that includes us as providers. We have our own costs to meet as well. We want our staff to be well paid, but we have to have the funding to support that.
And is it primarily those staffing costs where you've seen the increase? Because I'm just conscious of so many other businesses. I've seen all their input costs going up, electricity and heat and food and materials and everything else.
Absolutely. Food and materials are a big cost for us. Insurance is a huge cost for us as well as rising rents, obviously, because everyone needs to put their rents up. So those are a big cost. But yes, staffing costs would be the highest. I broke down the figures over the past 3 years since the first ERO came in, and with the introduction of the new one in September, that's a 30% increase in fees, which is just a massive burden.
What would tempt you back into the scheme? What could the government? Because I understand that there's this review happening or this talk of it, and you know, on foot of that, there's the possibility of increased funding, or maybe they might change the model altogether. But there's no kind of light at the end of the tunnel yet in terms of when any of that might happen or when it might conclude. What would tempt you in? What changes?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I emailed the minister directly on the 10th of June, raising these concerns on the back of, you know, their FAQs for the core funding for next year. I've yet to receive any response to that email, in which I cited also the lack of SEN's provision for after schools, because we don't get any support at all for special needs children. We have the lack of the graduate uplift. We're not getting any increase in the base rate per child, which is actually the lowest for school aged children. So there's a lot of things that need to be overhauled, really, for me to consider going back into the scheme.
All right. Well, listen, Elaine Dunn is with us as well. Elaine is from the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Elaine, I mean, the issue here is what? I mean, very simply, is it that you've got input costs increasing for service providers, and as opposed to other businesses, they're not allowed to kind of charge more to the end user to cover those increasing input costs?
No, absolutely. That is the biggest problem here, is that we're stuck in historical fee freezes for many of us. And there are a lot of our members that went in looking for the fee cap to be lifted. And a large number of them were refused. And some of them that got it got maybe a 2% a 2 cent or a 3 cent increase. That is not going to keep.
Sorry, they applied for an increase in funding and they were told they could increase it by two, or in fees, they told they could increase it 2 or 3 cent.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, that's not going to cut the cost of doing business for any of us. I mean, a lot of these businesses are failing at the moment. And like, over the last 4 years, I think we've said that we would run with government schemes. We said we would do our best. But we ran a report 2 years ago, and that report clearly stated that in another 2 years, this is either going to really work well for us, or a whole lot of us are going to start pulling out. And now today we are seeing a large number of our members are now saying they're looking at it, they're discussing it with parents, and 10% up until this morning have already pulled out of core funding.
And I wonder whether you think it's just a question of funding that it needs to be increased, or is the model broken? And let me put it to you this way. I mean, it strikes me looking at it, and you're the expert, so this is why I want your take. It strikes me that the model is slightly dysfunctional, because what core funding does, it provides funding to just that core service. It's not meant to fund everything about the business, just the kind of the core service provision. Yet at the same time, it freezes what you can charge the parent, and that what the parent is paying pays for more than just the kind of the core model. It pays for all the other stuff as well.
So the core funding works at roughly around 20% of your income coming into your service. So the rest is coming from the parents. So obviously government have not stepped up and said, you know, what they were going to do was to support the provider, support the parents, support the child. And we're not seeing that anymore. What we're seeing is services extremely anxious, frustrated. Funding is not enough. And you're going to see a lot of these services, small, medium and multi-site providers, are pulling out of core funding. Look, it's lack of consultation, firstly. It is lack of responsibility coming from the department that they have made a mistake. They have absolutely made a mistake with the core funding. And our members are very, very clear on that today. And other organisations out there are saying the same as us. You have CSI, IBEC. We're all saying the same thing. The core funding has failed. And now a lot of these businesses have no choice but to come out of core funding and put the cost on the parents.
Yeah, and some of those parents getting in touch.
It's not what we want to do.
Yeah, my children are somewhere where it was announced they're going to be increasing the fees. €320 per child is the increase. This is in Dundrum, 1 month's notice, starting from September 1st. The stress and the anxiety that has been created amongst parents in the last 24 hours is unbelievable. This is absolutely shocking. Somebody else says, pretty much every party promised before the election we would pay no more than €200 a month for childcare. Simon Harris even promised it would happen within 8 weeks of the election. My costs have done nothing but gone up instead of down since. We're paying €810 per month per child just for after school services for 3 hours a day.
Okay, so the particular one in Dundrum, that is one of the lowest fees in South Dublin, that service. That service had no choice but to put up their fees or close the doors. You've got two options.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we are. And I mean, at this point, I'm calling on all the parents to come in and back what we're doing. You know, listen to what our providers are saying. Listen to the provider that has your child in their service, because there is a very flawed system going on here. And it is very real now, and it is becoming very realistic for the parents. And the parents were the last people we wanted to go at. But at the end of the day, we are running businesses. We have got to have money in the bank in order to keep quality up. So when you see quality starting to drop and you can't afford to do things in your service and you're running it as a business and that core funding is failing you, you are going to pull out of core funding. to ensure the viability of your business. Absolutely.
And how would you describe how the government and how Norma Foley and others have been dealing with this? You know, because we did have all of those promises in the campaign, and it's in the programme for government as well. It wasn't just campaigning. It was included therein that, you know, there's a commitment to reduce the cost of childcare. And look, successive governments have reduced the cost of childcare. There's much more funding now than there was 10 years ago, for example. But we're at a particular pinch point, it seems.
No, absolutely. Like, for probably most parents in the country, NCS is probably covering €2.14 per child per hour. So that is never going to be able to bring the fees down to where it needs to go for parents. And I would call on the government to actually give a full explanation of how they're going to go about bringing in this €200 scheme for the parents, because it will not be on the back foot of providers and businesses. No way. It can't be.
And how worried are you then when the economic backdrop is becoming a little cloudier or a little more negative, whatever kind of metaphor you want to use to describe it, you know, that government purse strings are slightly tighter than they might have been when Simon Harris was making these promises on the campaign trail?
Well, maybe he should have looked at that before he made those promises to parents, because that's where we have the problem. Parents are expecting a €200 fee cap coming in the next year, which we know is not going to happen. But we also know that we are going to lose businesses if they don't pull out of core funding. And we also know that there's a huge issue with parents finding places for their children. Can I just explain one thing to you?
Yeah.
So I never went into core funding because I was at historical fee freezes back to 2016, 2017. But if a service comes in beside me, they can open up, they can charge $1,534 as a new service to the parent, and they can get core funding. But because I'm at historical fee freezes and I can't put up my fees, and if I want to put up my fees, I must stay at 2017 fees. How is that fair? It isn't fair.
Rebecca and Elaine, thanks a million for joining us. Rebecca Fleury, childcare provider from Donegal, and Elaine Dunn from the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. And plenty of people getting in touch. I mean, it's kind of a lose-lose scenario. You feel bad for the creches and the service providers. I mean, they cannot operate if they're making a loss. At the same time, the consequence of this is going to be that hard-pressed parents are going to have to pay more money. Claire Curran is with me, Sinn Féin spokesperson on children and a TD for Roscommon Galway. Claire, I mean, what is the solution to this? Because parents will be aghast at the possibility they're going to see fee hikes.
Yes, absolutely. And the issue now has been ongoing for some time, where providers are leaving core funding. And while the numbers are small, they are growing. And the impact of them is that parents are being charged more. So the government made the commitment in the programme for government to review core funding. They're not giving us a date, but we need that review of core funding, and we need it urgently, because it's parents that are paying the price. We're looking at about €390 million of taxpayer money in core funding, and there's very little transparency in relation to how it's been spent, where it's going, and the impact it's having on parents. And we are seeing providers leave. And I've asked and asked and asked, and we cannot get a date from the minister in terms of this review of core funding. It doesn't need to be a long, drawn out process. She needs to get the providers and the educators around the table, work out what the issues are, see what the actual costs are. And they vary, and I'm sure they vary across the country. And we need to work this out, but we need to work it out quickly.
Yeah, the minister says core funding is going to increase from €331 million in the current year to €350 million in the year from September. So it's not a small amount of money, but that's about a 5-6% increase. And I think what you're hearing from these creche operators is that their input costs have gone up much more than that. You know, everything from you know, what they're paying people, what they have to pay for their electricity, for their heating, what they have to pay for food, what they have to pay for equipment if they need anything fixed, what they're paying kind of a tradesman or woman to come in and do the fixing. Everything else for them has gone up by more than 5-6%. So the government is going to have to match that.
It is about looking at the real costs. And of course, those costs vary. So where you have less children and less staff, your costs would typically be less. And that's what core funding is intentionally covering in terms of your running costs, your staff costs and all of that. And that varies. It varies rural to urban, and it varies depending on the size of your education facility. But that is why this review now is so important. It's a lot of taxpayers' money. It's clearly not working for a number of providers who are leaving. And the result result of that is the huge knock-on impact on parents who are getting an email or a letter to say, we're pulling out core funding, your fees are going up. And I cannot understand, when the alarm bells are ringing, why the government cannot initiate this review and initiate it quickly.
But isn't that the fundamental flaw in the core funding model? As you say, it's funding for your core service, but you are tied in then to a commitment not to increase fees for people. And you might need those fee increases. And I'm not defending them. We want to see them kind of reduced across the board. But you might need them to pay for all the other ancillary stuff that core funding doesn't cover.
Yes, but the other side of that, of course, is that is one of the conditions of core funding. So you sign up for core funding, you get your money from the state, which is, of course, taxpayers' money, and you commit not to increase your fees. And obviously, there was a review.
Would you be fine if the fees parents were paying was just for kind of the core business model, but the fees the parents were paying was for everything? So if the government is going to step in and say, you can't, we're freezing the fees, then surely kind of by applying that logic, the government has to consequently say, we're going to pay for everything else.
Yes, costs are increasing all the time. We have that really welcome pay increase now for our early years educators. So important to try and keep them. Obviously, there's a recruitment and retention crisis as well.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to be too down on government because over the last number of years, there has been a massive increase in what we've invested in this sector. We're nowhere near where we want to be ultimately, but we're on that road. Having spent a long time kind of banging the drum, or other people, advocates, spent banging the drum. But at the same time, I mean, is it your suggestion that on foot of that review, you would like to see simply an increase in what's provided by way of core funding to cover all those extra input costs? Or is the model broken? Should we be looking at something else entirely to reduce costs for people?
Well, I think we should be looking at the model itself, and I would love the government to look and to send officials in the department away to speak to the experts and look at that public model and at least produce the pathway and show us what it would look like, what the benefits would be, what the costs would be, do the work. But at the same time, the core funding does need to be increased. We need to look at the real costs, and that's something that can be done quickly. A different model will take time. The core funding does need to be reviewed, but we need to hear from the providers that are pulling out. We need to know what the cost difference is, what the impact is, and then we need to look at a provider by provider basis.
It's coming at a bad time of year as well, isn't it? We're going to come out of the summer. People's energy bills are going to go up. 9 out of 10 people say, according to that survey yesterday, the EU-wide survey, that they're worried about the daily cost of living. We have 300,000 plus people who are in arrears on their heating and gas bills already. And now they have, if they have young children in childcare, they're going to find out that maybe they're going to be paying kind of upwards of €1,000, north of that, every month instead of €300 or €400.
Yes, the timing is terrible, and we have heard...
And no one-off supports, by the way, the budget. We'll throw that in for good measure.
Yes, no cost of living crisis, by the way. But we are seeing childcare costs for parents increase, and it is really, really difficult. These are huge costs, particularly where you have more than one child. And government spoke a lot during the last general election about affordability. We have €200 a month. And again, they've committed to a roadmap, a consultation in terms of how we get to that €200 a month. Again, they can't give a time frame for when that consultation will take place, when they'll produce the roadmap. Simon Harris said it'd be within the first 100 days of government. We're well beyond that. So talk is fine, but we need the actual work to be done in terms of affordability and capacity, two major issues within the early childcare sector. And we're not getting it from government. All we're getting is talk. And it's the parents and the children and the early years educators that are paying the price. And it's not good enough.
Claire Curran, Sinn Féin spokesperson on children, TD for Roscommon Galway. Claire, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.